and you rap with it. Wait, this is a song. I thought this was a Chris original.
No. You really should have watched Jersey Boys.
You need to calm down with that.
You need to watch the movie, like I said, like 100 times to you, because you wouldn't have had to eat that hot sauce on that one, did you?
All right, guys, we're back to regular episodes again.
You said you wanted to open it with a question. What's your question?
Well, let me just introduce the episode first, and we'll get to it, all right? Calm your tits. This is episode 71. Right, Chris?
Yes.
Are you downloading it right now?
No.
All right, I guess I... Welcome back to a regular episode of Beef Stew. Chris, you didn't even let me answer my question.
What was
your question?
I've got
it set up to do that. Oh. You can leave it up. Leave it up.
I did.
Leave it up. Put it back up. Put it back up. Put it back up.
There. What was your question?
How long does it take for you to poop?
Do I have my phone or no phone?
Phone. Regular poop.
With phone.
With phone. Like, when you get home to poop.
Dude, it can be like 15 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah, what? How long do you go?
I usually...
Captain Hernia?
Like, 45 minutes to an hour, probably. Yeah, I think I've lowered it. 45 minutes. Have you ever been on the seat so long that, like, one of your legs falls asleep?
Yeah, I think it's though because the pants start to wrap around, so they cut circulation off. I've sat on the toilet so long that I have like a ring on my ass.
Yeah, like that. I think it's the circulation in your mid thigh. I heard the craziest shit today.
What?
One of these podcasts I listened to, she brought up this topic, and it was like a fan entered question. Like, is it normal when your husband goes to the bathroom for more than an hour? And she kept saying no, but she had this amazing story that might change at least the way I think when I poop for too long or sit in the bathroom for too long. This guy was having nerve damage in his legs. He's active, fit, runs every day, perfectly healthy. It came down to he was just sitting on the toilet for too long.
Dude, an hour?
How insane is that? And it made me think about it.
I always think about it, like, how much of a movie would I be missing? So, like, an hour, dude? What's the longest you've ever been on the toilet?
Oh, God, I don't know.
That's dangerous. I heard you brought a Switch one time when you were in Chicago.
Oh, all the time.
That's disgusting.
All the time.
Aren't you scared you're going to drop the shit in the toilet?
No. I mean, no. Not if I'm taking a shit. How would I drop it in the toilet?
You just have it there and it goes down between your legs.
No, not me.
Not enough room?
Nope.
Too big of it.
Too big of an ass.
Too BDE going on over here.
But like, I forget what I was going to say. Oh yeah, like if you're just like scrolling through your phone or something, like that doesn't...
Dude, I go through Twitter. That's my Twitter time, is poop time. I'm on Twitter a lot. Who am I kidding?
I'm scrolling through Twitter like... When I'm drinking my coffee in the morning. It's like my
newspaper. There's nothing going on in the morning.
Well, it's just like everything seems to be updated in the morning.
I'll usually check, like I'll wake up, check Twitter, and then I don't check it until like noon because usually nothing happens.
Okay. When it's the morning, I'm saying more like 9 or 10. Around 8 is when everything updates.
Do you get shit? Like, do you ever hear people giving shit about being on your phone? Like, you guys are always on Twitter. It's like, well, yeah, I check it in the morning. I don't see that as abnormal because, like, people check the paper in the morning. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Never it's like my old man checking the paper with a cup of Joe.
What else do you check in the morning? You check YouTube? I hit all my bases. I'll check YouTube. I won't check Facebook. Because my Facebook shit's way different than any. It's not news. It's just garbage jokes and shit. Or if the only reason I check it is to see if anyone that I know has any like actual update on their life. And
I am so out of the Facebook loop. Like, I have it back on my phone again, but I don't check it unless someone interacts with me.
I check the ratchet shit. So, like, I'll see fights and stuff. That's always fun.
On Facebook?
Yeah. Like, hood fights. I don't get any of that. It's my favorite.
My routine is I do my daily missions with Dragon Ball Legends. That's the first thing I do every day. And then I'll go through my Twitter news. And then once I go through that...
How?
Do you want me to pause this real quick?
Go ahead and pause it. Hit us with a pause.
How do I pause this again?
Guys, I yelled at Sirius. That scared him.
Okay, we're back. Took care of the dogs. Yep. So we were talking about daily routines, morning routines.
Yeah, I think that one's over, though. I think Sirius did a good switch between. So what was one of your topics today? First, I think we'll get into video games.
Do you not have an intro for that one yet?
No, I do not. I do not have time for that one.
So video game news. We have...
Last of Us HBO series.
Last of Us HBO series.
And that's pretty much it.
Until March 20th.
Who would you cast as Joel? That's more what I want to talk about.
Wouldn't you just cast the voice actors?
So you can't... I don't think you can do... Well, okay. So
I think that would be interesting.
It's a retelling of the first game.
Oh.
That's where it got me beefed because I was like, yeah, you really could. I think you...
Do an in-between.
Yeah.
An in-between of one and two. But if they want to make it a series... They probably will do that.
I'm glad. Are you glad it's an HBO series opposed to the movie?
Yes.
Me too. I think they can do the entire game
now. I
think
Netflix could have even done it. But HBO, hell yeah.
I think...
Now we can get titties.
Having Neil... You're not going to get that in that.
You don't know.
I think you're going to get more violence.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get tons of violence. But
I just hope they don't do like a Walking Dead thing with it.
No, Neil Druckmann's one of the writers, so it's going to be like pretty much...
The actual story.
Yeah, and the actual writer of the game. So.
Yeah.
But who would you cast as Joel?
I'm going to put my bet down as the voice actors. I think it's only fair.
I don't think so. I think they'll be in it, but I don't think... Because they don't... Have you seen them before?
Yeah.
Like Troy Baker?
Mm-hmm. He's skinny, but I mean,
he's
cares?
Handsome. He's very handsome, but he doesn't look the part, really. I think you get Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman?
I think so.
Yeah.
Remember Logan?
Yeah.
I think you get...
He's got a weird beard, though.
I think anyone who's got like a deeper voice, you could probably get. You need a dad.
John Batista.
John Batista.
That's his name, right?
It's kind of hard to cast Joel. It's very hard to cast Ellie. So do you go for a kid or do you go for an adult playing a kid?
You know, I think wasn't there somebody that sued them because of them using her likeness?
That she didn't sue. It was
the girl who played Juno.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
She didn't sue. She criticized the game because she was in a video game, Beyond Two Souls, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And she criticized it. Because Ellen Page,
yes,
she criticized them because they took her likeness. To be fair, she did look a lot like them, but so,
I mean,
she's a very like not generic in a bad way, but she just looks like a girl. So I mean, you could find tons of people who look like Ellie. Just small normal girl, like.
So what are your hopes? Who would you cast?
For Ellie, I'd maybe cast that girl that was in Stranger Things.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Maybe. Or, you know, even better yet, maybe It, too. The girl from It.
Isn't she? She's in a new Netflix show right now, mm-hmm. too, isn't she? She's a ginger, though.
You need them to be good at being sassy. I don't know. Ellie's not really sassy. Ellie...
Why don't they just find some new actors?
Ellie is such a, like, real girl that it's, like, scary. Because yeah. Ellie, like, people got hung up that she swore, but that's how girls talk. Like, that's how any kid talks. just Ellie did it in front of Joel because that's not her dad, so why would she care at first?
Or I think morals by that time don't really...
Who cares? Especially, don't like, really apply language to that, is such a small thing.
To that world.
You just got to get... I don't know. I feel like it's going to come down to the writing, which I think will be fine. I think they're not going to make Ellie cringy, I think, with Neil Druckmann being there. Because that's going to be the main worry, is Ellie being a cringy character. Because she's helpful in the game, which makes her enjoyable.
No, I think they'll make her like a tomboy character.
No, I don't care about that. I mean, like, cringy as far as, like, just annoying to be around. I think she'll be annoying the first few episodes. Because she, with the first time you play that game, she's annoying at the beginning. Because she's antagonistic towards Joel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a dick. Because he's antagonistic towards her. But you obviously, you get his perspective first. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really going to come down to those two. The casting.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the entire show.
That's the entire show, yeah. It's going to be the casting that's the most important. Do you think they do everything from the game now that it's a show? How long was an average season of Game of Thrones? Was it like an hour? Or not an hour. I mean, like...
each episode was
an hour. And how many episodes?
The last seasons were cut short. I think they did like 12 episodes a season.
So it'd be 12 hours long. The game is only 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to... Well, so they don't have gameplay to get through. So really...
Or puzzles.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't too many puzzles.
There were last some puzzles.
Do you think they cut Billstown?
No.
Billstown?
I don't think they'll cut any of the story.
You don't think so?
No.
I think Billstown is like one of my favorite parts of the game. It's just, it's the one that's like, as far as the story goes, the least important. Because like, you could skip it and you'd be fine. You just need some way of them getting a truck. It's just, it sucks because like, Bill does give you an emotional level. But Ellie and Joel can connect just through time alone. I hope they don't cut it. They really can't. Sam and Henry, the same thing. Because you remember those two? The brothers?
Yes, yeah.
By the way, spoilers. You should have played this.
This game came out like a decade ago.
I don't hate you if you haven't played it, but like...
I hate you if you haven't played it.
But like, come on. At least you can't get mad. Honestly, you could be spoiled for this game. You'd still have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's an experience, really. I think with Sam and Henry... Now, that could be voice actor to cast, because those two, well, the kid, no, but the guy that plays Henry,
mm-hmm.
also, by the way, the same guy that played the, he played Jefferson in Uncharted 4, Jefferson Marine, the guy he buys the place from at the end. But that could be, I don't know, would you cut, what would, if you had to cut some story beat, what would you cut? Cut Tess?
I think so.
You'd cut Tess?
Yeah. Maybe not Tess, but as the part after you find Ellie.
So where Tess gets
or like infected. Right before you find Ellie.
Okay, so that like Boston thing. Because yeah, that was mostly there for, but then you'd be cutting Tess really.
Yeah.
Because Ellie and Tess aren't together much.
She wasn't really an important part to the story either.
But, like, besides David at the end, no one else is.
David.
But David's the cannibal. The big
oh,
fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have to have that in.
That's got to be in there. Yeah, it's so important to, like, her attitude at the end.
Yeah.
You obviously have to have... what's her name? Marlene. You have to have Marlene. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it'd be Billstown you have to cut.
I still love that video where they prank Troy Baker.
With what?
By making it a musical at the
end. Oh, yeah.
The last scene.
And he plays so along with
good,
it.
Yeah.
See, I think it'd be cool. And I think with Neil Druckmann being a writer, he has to have some say in a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're realizing that works with video game stuff.
Or letting the creators have a big say in it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, with the Mario Brothers movie, you don't have much to go on. But with these, like, they have professional writers a part of them now. So, like, you kind of have to have them included. I think you will see Troy Baker in some cameos, or if not, like a main
Nolan North.
Dude, Nolan North would make a cool David.
Or like, Joel.
He's short.
If they rough him up enough,
he'd make a good. That I don't
it
think
doesn't
he
matter
would.
If he's short.
Well, it does.
Tom Cruise is short.
I don't know. I don't know if he would take that role. I don't know if they'd even ask him. He'd be good at it. He'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But that's stepping on some toes because they're very close.
You really rough him up, he could probably do it.
See, I'd save him and let him actually play David. That'd be so good.
I think Troy Baker could do David.
That's true.
What if they switch up the roles? How funny would that be?
That would be funny. If the thing is, Troy Baker, you could have him do it. Like, you could have Troy, you could not have Ashley Johnson. Troy Baker could do it. You'd have to beef him up a little bit. You'd have to get him on some diet that beefs him up.
Yeah. Like a fucking Disney diet.
Disney diet? I don't know.
Like a superhero diet.
I don't know if you'd have to give him like full six pack and all that. I don't think.
No, just chunk him up.
Chunk him up. Yeah.
Dad bod.
Which I don't think would be too hard for him, but it would work because he can grow a beard. You'd have to obviously do like makeup on the color of it, and his hair, just wig it up. Unless he could just grow it out and have it be normally, like just colored, he could do it. Ashley Johnson is just so tough because she looks young and she's not tall.
Mm-hmm.
Her problem is she does look old enough. You wouldn't get away with it.
Yeah, she's too old.
She's
a little more, pardon my French, developed.
If they were doing an in-between, I could maybe see it. Definitely.
Yeah. Like if she's in her late teens, a high schooler.
But
not
as a kid, no.
No.
You're really going to get a child actor there. They can't age her up because their dynamic changes if you age them up. Also, because she has to be roughly the age of his daughter at the time, because I think they'll have that for sure. I think it'll pretty much be not shot for shot, but it'll be very close, I feel.
I have high hopes.
I do. Oh, I think it's going to be great. I wish, though.
It's already been in development, though. So, like, that means it's coming out soon.
Yeah, he wrote most of it already. Well, yeah, I don't. The fact they announced it leads me to believe it came soon. Like, look, I know it's a different company, but The Witcher.
Yeah.
Announced.
Took like
came
a
out.
Year.
Yeah. Took like a year. I bet you'll see a first trailer for it next year sometime, and it'll probably come out like
later next
winter
year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is happening in video games?
What else is happening? So, I'm trying to think.
We've got Animal Crossing.
Animal
coming
Crossing
out.
Is coming out. No Nintendo Direct for almost a year or half a year. It's been like 190 days, I'm pretty sure, since the last Nintendo Direct.
Oh, you think they're going to have one soon?
I don't think so.
Really? Nothing big coming out other than Animal Crossing?
Nothing big. Everything got delayed.
Wasn't Animal Crossing in Direct?
It was, but like a general Direct that covers like multiple games hasn't been since. Oh. So
like Nintendo's E3.
I think that was the last one. But you know why people are getting delays and stuff?
Coronavirus.
So you know what that means?
Time for news.
Time for me to figure out where I put that song. So
we'll have transitions.
We're thinking
for
about
this.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing these segments, and we got some transitions. So if you want to put our logo back up.
Oh.
It's news time.
Chris made that in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So we've got our news segment here. So yeah, well, I want to talk about the coronavirus and I want to talk about candidates because a lot's happened there too. So coronavirus
Sleepy
first.
Joe.
So the coronavirus is getting nuts, by the way. It is getting nuts. Like, I don't think its severity has
it's
much
spreading.
Changed. Yeah, it's spreading like crazy fast. Like, people in Indiana are already getting it.
Two people. Three people,
yeah,
so far.
Well, someone close to us got it. So, Avon.
Oh, yeah. There's
a
elementary
there's a
kid
in Avon, and that had to have spread. Like, he already spread and infected that most of that school, probably.
Leave it to a fucking kid.
Kids are dangerous.
They're closed for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're probably being quarantined. Like, that whole student base needs to be quarantined. If they're serious, if it's as serious as it is said to be, that whole school needs to be quarantined. If it's not, and it's like a flu, maybe just a few weeks out, just to see how things play out.
I'm so confused about this whole...
severity. How severe is it? People
are saying that it's like barely a common cold, like kind of like a flu for people our age. Like, in our health range, the only people who should be concerned...
are old people?
Old people and, like, infants. Children.
Well, yeah.
But, like, people who don't have immune systems anymore.
Yeah.
So that... and if you look at, like, the rates of it, like, the death rates are high, but, like, not insane.
Not insane, and you also have to account for people who don't have good health care, who aren't getting treated, and are those death rates high? If you want... talk about some of the effects you've seen in your real life regarding the coronavirus as far as, you know, more...
I've noticed it in my personal life, even. I've got a bottle of hand sanitizer in my car and on my desk at work. And I try to wash my hands more. I'm being more self-aware of just, like, personal hygiene as well as other people's hygienes. Like, I try to stay away from people who... I notice, like, aren't cleaning their shit, or, like, especially at work, because where I work, it's, like, a condensed environment of quite a few people in an open room. So, I mean, if something spreads, it's going to spread there. And the only, like, other interesting thing about this virus that kind of sucks is that it's got a 2-week incubation period.
Yes.
So, and like, you those people who don't know they're infected won't really know until, like, the first week or so with what we know of this.
So, it seems to be... I've got some of the things. So, so some of the things that it causes are headache, nasal congestion, sore throat, coughing up, mucus.
Mm-hmm.
Shortness of breath, pain in muscles or joints, chills, nausea, and vomiting and diarrhea. So, that's the flu symptoms. In severe cases... it can cause coughing up blood, decreased white blood cells, which can cause kidney failure. So, and high fever. So, yeah, if you have a weaker immune system, it's going to make you cough up blood and have those, like, higher risk factors. So, closing a school makes sense because, you know, some of them are young, so they don't have developed immune systems, but the teachers there are probably, some of them are older.
I mean, closing anywhere makes sense. We don't know enough about this virus to just knock it off like it's the flu.
I think most people will be infected by the end of summer. I think a vaccine will be available end of May.
They're saying the end of this year, early next year for a vaccine.
Which is expected. Understandable. You can recover from this.
Most people have.
Yeah, you can recover from this disease. It pretty much, it's the flu. It's just a flu with no vaccine right now, which people are like, well, the flu, you know, isn't as severe. The flu is severe, by the way.
Yeah,
the
more people have died of the flu than coronavirus.
Like, the flu is severe. Like, if you're not vaccinated for it, it will affect you. And this is what happens when you don't vaccinate your kids. Is they get stuff like the flu, but they also don't have strong immune systems. So people who don't get sick ever are also kind of at risk. But you're not at risk of dying unless you have literally no immune system or it's super weak. But it's not like it's not severe. I don't know. I think it is something to worry about, but to like...
I'm not really worried about it.
No. I think
people are freaking out. They do this every four or so years, there's something new, which, I mean, it is good to be on your toes.
Well, think about it. If everyone gets infected at the same time, a business will shut down, right? So, like, me and Alec work in the same place, and we are getting, like, things about working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. First of all, a lot of people we work with are older people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it will spread in a place like that quick. And literally, you don't want everyone to go down at once. So if you can isolate.
There's no reason we shouldn't be pushing remote work.
Yeah. I think, though, like everyone will be affected by it.
If there's ever a reason to have it, it is this.
You can wash your hands all you want. You can do this and that. I think you will get infected with it.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think everyone will by the end of the year.
No, I think that's a little ridiculous.
Why?
Because that's not happening in other areas.
People are getting infected quick. Now, again,
they're getting infected, but not everyone is getting infected.
Not everyone's showing symptoms. You can have the disease and
the number
just be
of cases are going down.
Where did you find that?
In like Wuhan and South Korea today is like the first day that it started going down in cases.
Yeah, but it's spreading, which is making
it
more
but
strong.
Less people are getting infected. I think it's got like a month window and we'll start seeing less and less of it. What the U.S. right now is just starting to get hit pretty hard with it.
But you're not accounting for dormant carriers, though. So there are people who are getting infected who aren't seeing any symptoms, so they're not documented as infected. And those people carry the virus. So, yeah, you may see numbers decrease of reported cases, but more people could be getting infected. They just, if they have a strong enough immune system, they're just a carrier. In other words, they're not going to the doctor. They don't need to. So they're not a reported case.
So would you classify this as like a common cold kind of thing?
No, I would. I'd classify it as a severe
flu. What other fucking infections out there are as common as the common cold?
What?
Like, you can't say that everybody's going to get infected by this.
I think so. I just don't think everyone's going to show symptoms.
I'm trying to think of what else would be on par with something that everyone has had in their lifetime.
I don't think so.
Cold?
I just don't think we are fast. Well, yeah, so it's like the flu, though. Like, you would have at some point probably come in contact with the flu, but you have the virus that kept you from getting sick or affected by it. So you may have been close to getting infected, but your immune system was able to fight it off. I think if it's really going to be that they don't have a vaccine until next year, yeah, you're going to get infected with it. No, whether or not you show symptoms or even know, rare. I think it will affect almost everyone if it's going to take that long.
Well, I have a cruise in December, so let's hope that...
Your ass is going to get fucking quarantined. And you're going to Florida.
Yep.
But I don't think Florida's that...
Florida was one of the... I think Florida was the second state to have it.
Yeah, no,
it
but
was,
where
it
people...
It was Washington, New York, Florida.
I don't have a U.S. map. I only have a
and
world
Texas.
Map. It seems to be mostly affecting... So China has the most.
Oh, yeah.
They're in black, but...
It's China and then South Korea and Italy are pretty
and
bad.
And Iran. Iran's really bad,
yeah,
too.
Iran's bad.
Japan.
But, like, the Philippines has been on their shit.
But, like, Mexico has less than 10.
Yeah. So, it's so weird how...
It's just where there's no travel base, it seems to be.
That's why I think it's a little ludicrous when you say everyone's going to get this.
I think most people will, yeah. I think more people will travel it, dormant, don't know they have it, and they're going to be infected and give it to people. But again, I don't think you're going to notice. Now, I could be wrong. Again, I'm basing that off of you saying it's going to be next year. I don't think it's going to take that long for a
vaccine.
That's
what they said.
For a complete vaccine?
That's some news source I read. I was probably on Twitter. Said that they're working on it, but it probably won't be until late this year, early next year.
Well, yeah, because they need to patent it.
And they got
to
test it.
Well, it's mostly going to be the patent for who gets to sell it. I'm serious. Most drugs have to go 10 years before their patent.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders 2020.
That's not going to fix that.
He made a tweet today saying that it should be free when it's available.
I agree.
It's not our fucking fault. Why should we pay for it?
I agree, and I don't think someone should have the fucking copyright to these vaccines and drugs and medicine. That's so ridiculous.
It's fucked up.
I can't believe that we take so much time to worry about copywriting medicines.
Who are you hoping wins the presidential, or not the Democratic election this year?
Who do I hope?
Yeah.
I think it's over.
Joe or Bernie?
I think it's over. I think
you
Joe's
think it's over.
Yeah, I think Joe's going to.
Joe's already got it.
There's no way, like
Jesus Christ.
Here I'll pull up the.
Isn't Bernie? Wasn't Bernie like the last
Bernie's
debate
not in the
that
lead
they had?
All.
He was.
No, here I'll pull up the thing for you. Super Tuesday.
I'll say right now, I'm not going to vote for Joe.
No, I'm not either. I'll either probably do a write-in or abstain from the presidential vote. Because you can still vote for your county, which I will definitely do.
Oh, you're not.
You're a red vote anyways.
Oh, yeah. Undoubted. Indiana's always going to be red.
Sorry. I'm enlarging the thing. You might want to pull this up so everyone else can see.
Can you send me a link?
Just look up Super Tuesday results graph.
So
and while you're pulling that up, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll have to see the debates too. I just, that's so disappointing that the DNC
can... If this stops recording, I'm sorry.
I don't think it will. It did, didn't it?
No.
We're good. Did you just put the logo up?
Yeah.
Everyone, chill out. We're getting there.
Super Tuesday Democratic Primary.
Go to images. Just go to images. Because I've found most of these images are the same information. I just need to see it bigger.
This one?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so I'm pretty sure from just what I'm looking at...
Oh, shit.
You're okay. Again, just based on what I'm looking at, it looks like Republican-only candidates, Democrat... Okay, this isn't telling me who.
So this isn't what you needed.
No, it's not. And that's 2016.
States or map?
States. Why is this so hard?
I don't know. Did you find one?
No, I mean, like, in general, why is this so hard to look up?
Primaries and...
This should be, like...
Caucuses.
And I'm not criticizing Alec, by the way. This is ridiculous that these results aren't just immediate. This is...
Yeah, I think it's a lost cause.
It's pissed me off. It's mostly Joe Biden. That's contribution. Don't worry about it.
I could have swore Bernie was in the lead after that.
No, he's not. Dude, he lost Super Tuesday. That was mostly Southern states.
Mm.
Super Tuesday
results.
That's
unfortunate.
So,
GG, Democrats. You lost again.
They wanted that, though. That's the thing. The DNC wanted that. So it's by delegation. Okay, here. Here's something.
Send it to me.
Here, yeah, I'm going to send
pull
you
it up. You keep talking. Are you sending it on Facebook?
I don't know.
Just email it to me. Jesus.
We should have been more prepared.
I wasn't expecting this.
This is fun, though. This is what I nut for. This is where I supreme attribute myself. Compose.
Pose. How are you liking TikTok?
How am I liking TikTok? Dude, I enjoy it every night now. I needed to get on
you
that train.
You and fucking Avery took the longest goddamn time.
Yeah, but it gave me pedo vibes, so I'm not going to apologize for
fuck
your pedo
off.
Vibes.
It was not. It was pedo vibes when it first started. But once I hopped on, that shit was out the window.
There's your email.
Once I started getting curated shit, nah.
Some of it is straight cringy. It's not the best content, though.
This was that new.
You can't play. Okay, switch your...
Political.
Political. Okay, and switch your screens. Okay, so let me pull this up myself so we can look at it
closely.
So...
Oh. Back it up.
That's fat. Okay, hey, one more.
Back that ass up.
Hey, leave it there. Right there. Stop it. Stop. Okay. Stop it.
Okay. So yeah, Biden is... Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. He beat Bernie. I mean, Bernie won those bottom Vermont, Colorado, Utah, and California, but he didn't win any southern states. I said this. He doesn't appeal to the Rust Belt. I mean, he still has Indiana, Michigan, but like Alabama, Tennessee, like those are important states. That hurts. Maine hurts. Massachusetts hurts.
What
so,
is it? Like, why are people going after Joe?
So it's not popular vote, though. This is delegates. This also... So really, at the end of the day, the DNC decides who they're going to put up. And I mean, it is going to be based on delegates. I mean, Bernie can do a contested convention where they have one more debate, and then they can decide. But there'd be no point. The DNC doesn't want to run him. That would be a waste of his and everyone else's who's going to watch his time. I mean, some of these numbers are close. A lot of them aren't, though. I mean, he's dropping, like, some of these. Okay, so, for instance, Texas. By the way, a lot of these southern states don't have shit. Like, they all lost to Trump. That's what's going to be scary. So, but he, I mean, he was close on some. Like, Maine, he was 32.9 and Biden was 34. Texas, he was 30 and Biden was 34. But I mean, some of these are not even close. Like, Alabama, 63% Biden, 16% Sanders. So Gabbard, Warden, Bloomberg do, I think, to an extent, pull away votes from Bernie. Because I don't think... I don't know, though, because I think Warren voters are Biden voters. I don't think they're Bernie supporters. And it's definitely Bloomberg. Anyone who voted for Bloomberg, when it comes to, like, Sanders versus Biden, they're going to vote for Biden. They're not going Bernie. And this, I feel that same with Warren. I don't think anyone who voted Warren is going to go for Bernie Sanders because they had their little
pink
spat.
Backdrop right here. It's a nice pink.
I think Bloomberg ran to take votes away from everyone in general.
Yeah, I mean he ran for a week, backed out, and then announced that he was
Biden. They
endorsing
all did.
Biden.
I think Warren will too. I think
Pete Buttigieg. What the fuck?
He was another one that I actually thought. I don't know. I think what happened with Buttigieg is, like, he ran maybe with the intent to take away votes, and then when he actually looked like, hey, I'm getting close, they were like, no, you need to pull out.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people pulled out right before this election took place. So, and even some of them, like, Pete Buttigieg had some votes because he literally dropped out last second. I don't know why Gabbard's still in this. She has not withdrawn, I don't think.
0.2%.
Again, I don't know what the point would be.
Or Warren. Didn't Warren back down?
Warren, yeah, but she hasn't endorsed anyone.
Oh.
She backed down the same time pretty much Buttigieg did, so she just hasn't sent an endorsement. But, I mean,
I think Yang was the first one to...
Yang dropped out early. Yang dropped out the first time they did voting, so he was out pretty early. It's going to be Biden.
He hasn't endorsed anyone either.
Here's my prediction. It's going to be Biden. Biden will lose because he won't be able to hold himself during the debate at all. He will get demolished.
He can't even do fucking rallies.
To be fair, Sanders won't last. If Sanders gets it somehow in a miracle, I don't think he would do that well either, though. Because Bernie, there are interviews where Bernie's trying to be nice to Joe Biden, where he's like, he's my friend and all this. Like, Bernie needs to be more aggressive. He just won't. That's why he'll lose, and he can't run again. This is it for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he just wasn't aggressive. It's the same thing with Hillary. He tried to play high road, which is nice, but that's not going to get you these votes. It's just not. Also, his ideas don't appeal to the South at all.
He had a lot of the younger audience, even without being a little...
Yeah, but go to the bottom. That's where your younger audience is. But even then, Vermont is the only one where he wasn't close. Besides maybe Utah, but California, he was 33. Biden was still 26. It's just not happening.
Well, some of these other ones, he was pretty close. But fucking Alabama, Jesus. Well, I mean, I think Biden has a pretty good poll there.
But Virginia, too.
Virginia.
North Carolina, he was... I mean, I'm pretty sure they're in order by, like, how close they were.
Oh, okay.
But look how many... So, do you see where it says called, like, underneath the thing? That's how many delegates you get. So, when he lost Massachusetts, he lost 91 delegates. And you need... I don't know the number offhand, and I'm sure it's on here somewhere. But you need a certain amount to win. So, like, these numbers are adding up. He got 415 from California. So, that's huge for him. But, like, North Carolina, Alabama, Virginia, Tennessee... Texas was a huge one he lost. Like, that's 228.
Yeah.
Like, he lost this one. And he'll probably drop out. I see. He'll probably have one more debate, and he'll drop out after the debate, before they vote again. He'll lose Indiana, I think. Well, I don't know. I think he'll win Indiana. Not in general. Trump will win Indiana. just like he won probably most of these states. But as far as the Democrat side, I think he'll win Indiana. But the rest of the Rust Belt, I don't know.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. But yeah, Biden will lose. Don't get it twisted. Biden's not a good speaker, and that's what it's really going to come down to.
People are memeing on him hard.
Yeah, it's not.
It's kind of funny how our elections are run by memes now.
It's kind of funny how, like, it's not by popular vote, even though the internet exists and everyone pretty much has access to information. And people are like, well, I don't want California to run the vote. It's like, but there are Republicans in California who do not vote because they're a blue state. Don't, like, you can't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
It would literally be fair. I think there are so many people in their states who don't vote because they know their state's going one way or the other. Like, if you're in Texas and you're a Democrat, why even wake up that morning? You know? And honestly, if you register to vote in Texas, whether or not you vote blue or red, if you're going red, you just contributed to the opposition if you're blue. Just like in California, if you registered to vote, because registering yourself to vote affects the numbers on how the delegates are spread out. So, you know, if you're registering to vote and you're going to go vote red, you gave your delegacy to the blue side. So, yeah.
Let's get off politics.
Yeah, let's leave.
I'm over it.
I don't remember what the last... Oh, you want to talk about stocks?
Oh, well...
What a fun one would have to been, transition to.
That would have been something to talk about with the coronavirus. I just know a lot of people are freaking out. The stock market crashed again today.
The Corona beer company has lost stock because of the virus.
Yeah. I know, like, a lot of people in our age bracket are starting... Like, this might be a good time to start investing in stuff. Which is why I'm taking it a little more seriously. But
how would you invest? Let's say you had a portfolio that started obviously at 100%. Where would you divvy out like your percentage?
No, I have no clue.
You have
I'd
no
pay
clue.
Someone to do it for me.
I'd probably do a four-way split. I'd probably do stuff in the domestic market, the foreign market, local market, and then miscellaneous fourth.
Why don't you do it?
Because I don't have that much equity to even invest yet.
Me
either. Once I'm out of school, though, it'll be game time. And I do a little bit with a 401k. Pretty much have to, because Social Security is not going to support you that much.
Nope.
I think you'll have it, by the way.
Make that money work.
I think you'll have Social Security when you get old, but like, or when I do too, but it won't be much.
No.
Probably be about 500 or something.
We'll never not be working. Never not be working. Is that the show? What are we at?
What are we at?
It's definitely 30-something.
30-something.
Is there anything else we can talk about?
So, how did you feel about the game show topic? Did you enjoy that? Do you like more of that?
I like the idea of it.
Yeah, okay. The execution. But did you think it was a good episode? I did.
Yeah. We'd have to leave it up to the fans.
Mm-hmm. I think the playing along, I'd love to get that. We have that Quiplash game. I would love to play that. You could incorporate people who watch the show. Like, I know people who watch the show, like Ethan Paisley, JB, Mason, and they don't have to be here is the thing. That's the beauty of it. We Skype them in. They can see our screen. Bada bing, bada boom.
That's just a lot. That music gives me PTSD, by the way.
I couldn't hear it the whole time.
That's what it sounded like.
We have not played that in a
I know.
Long time. That needs to be
it's been
one
a while.
Of our transitions.
It's, yeah, that should be our
That's
last
one. That's the miscellaneous,
one.
Yeah.
It'll be our last one.
Yeah, I want to segment the show out, but I also want to do more fun things.
It's been so long since we've had a regular episode, I think.
I'd love to do a character episode where we do like gimmicks and stuff to it. Like we come in some outfit and we're like doing some character or something. I don't know.
Sounds gay.
That's where we operate. So I'm really curious when we watch this back how that's going to go. Are you going to leave that in?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Nobody watches our show.
Except future employers.
Nobody will ever watch this long.
Dude, a Sophisticris? No, I'm just playing. It would be cool to do that game with maybe, I don't know, shots. Drunk shit's kind of hard to formulate. But like Shock therapy was my other idea. So taking like a dog collar and shocking people.
We've got one.
You've got one that shocks on remote control?
Mm-hmm.
A.
But that's going on you, buddy.
If it's going to go on me, you need to come with your questions ready. Everybody, that's why I was the host. It was not supposed to be this way. It was supposed to be Alec who came up with his own set of questions, and he failed because he's a failure. He couldn't step up. When we needed him on the pitcher's mound, he could not step to the plate.
Bitch, please. This podcast is only running because of me.
So Daddy had to come with his questions last minute on some of those, and they were banger questions. And I had to come with the sauce because Daddy has the sauce.
They
you know
were
what
way
Alec
too
has?
Hard, which is why I had to eat so
Alec
much.
Alec has disappointment is what Alec has. You know what Alec did to that show? Jack shit. He did his little baby dips. You know what I did? I took a big slathering of it. I stuck it right in my gullet
face.
Yeah,
because I had to keep taking hits.
And you know what? I do it again. Because you know why? Because I'm a champion. I have BDE.
Is that the word?
But I really have D.
Dick.
Dad dick.
Dad
dick. Yeah, he's a failure, everyone.
Okay.
So.
Fuck you.
Next time you're like, I run the show. Well, you couldn't even come up with some questions.
Well,
No, go ahead and talk.
I produce the show, Chris. I do everything else for the show. You can come up with the topics. Have someone else fight your battles for you?
No, because I come prepared.
You do?
You had to tag in. You couldn't even go the whole thing answering the questions yourself. I had to be like, Kate, you want to join in? And you know what? Kate did because Kate has respect. You have no respect.
What are you talking about?
I'm a champion. I have champion-like attitudes. I am a champion. Alec is a fool. Alec's a fool who can't come prepared because he's garbage. And then when I try to leave, why don't you come get dinner with? I don't want to eat dinner with fools. I want to eat dinner with champions.
Hey, Chris.
So I eat alone.
Hey, Chris. You're fired.
Ah, cool, really? Nope. So vacation time?
Nope, you're mine forever, bitch. Okay.
It's
bye,
over.
Guys. We'll see you next week with probably another... Okay. Thank you.